Yo, 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 yo.
What's up, Billy?
Good afternoon, good sir. How are you?
Good. Are you doing the afternoon commute?
Yes, sir. Drive it home. I don't have that far to go, but I thought we could get something going. A couple minutes of truth.
Hey, truth, man. Truth.
Truth.
It's all about truth.
Truth. Conspiratainment truth.
Yeah, let's entertain the masses. You got some entertaining on your mind?
Did you see that shipping, that ship, that giant, I think it was a container ship, run into the bridge in Maryland, or D.C., or what? Where was it? It was in Maryland, right? And that bridge fell down?
Is someone else talking, or is that just you echoing?
It might be me echoing in this one little bad internet spot. Did you see that little video of the bridge that got taken down?
I saw a video. Yes, I saw a video. I did a post on fakeologist.com/blog and fakeologistforums.com. I know you probably don't go there, but I did start a thread over there, yes, and Fake Nukes Phil has done a few videos, which is why I like Fake Nukes Phil, even though people say he's repetitive. He's not. So he's definitely a returning guest, and I even invited him to come by tonight to discuss it, along with Lynn Ertel, who lives in Baltimore. Not that that makes her any more knowledgeable than you or me or anyone else, because as we know, I doubt she's going to go drive down there or walk down there to see what's going on. Probably gets all her information through the media, the in-between. But my assessment on that, if you would like it, I'll give it to you. Even if you don't want it, I'll give it to you, is that it's just another 9/11 event where it's a controlled demolition. And ships don't knock down bridges, as a rule, I would say. And just like planes don't knock down buildings. So it was a controlled demolition of a bridge that probably the state of Maryland has no money to fix. And probably, if it wasn't planned a long time ago, they just put a construction crew on there to pretend they were fixing it so they could close it off in anticipation of staging this event. And, of course, the governor of Maryland declares a state of emergency, which triggers all kinds of federal funny money to help fix it. So, yeah, this wouldn't be the first piece, and this will not be the last piece of American infrastructure to fall in a river or basically just fall down and cause damage. We saw another section of I-95 in, what, Philly that just fell down, and they blamed it on a tanker truck. And the one that's near and dear to my heart, there was a section of I-5 up in Walla Walla, Washington, that I don't know if you remember, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, they said a Canadian truck that was over height hit one of the cross beams and knocked the entire bridge into the river, which would only happen if the bridge was a Tinker Toy. Does anyone remember Tinker Toys?
Yes. Yeah. Those were fun.
It's completely unbelievable that an over height truck, which that is believable. I do believe occasionally overheight trucks will go into the wrong area and hit something, but not on the interstate. No Canadian is going to go in and, because if you know anything about overheight vehicles, oversized vehicles, they have to stay on certain roads. They get a permit. Obviously, no one is going to drive an overheight truck.
An endorsement that makes you extra learned in measuring and stuff like that, right? An endorsement for that.
Well, yeah, everyone is liable, so of course you don't want to hit anything on your way to wherever you're going. You only get caught if you have to get off your route. And most trucks, if they're on a specific route that's an authorized route, if the road is closed, they have to pull over and just wait. They can't just start driving anywhere they want, because you have no idea when you get off the beaten path what low bridge is. I'm always, even in my own city, I always was paranoid. Oh, I got to go down this way. I know there's a low bridge over here. And sometimes they fit under by even 1 inch, so it's kind of hectic. But if you are in an unknown oversized vehicle, you are not going to go anywhere that you're not authorized. So that story is complete bunkum, and I suspect this is more of the same.
Interesting. So if they immediately start building a very expensive bridge...
Well, it doesn't even have to be an expensive bridge. The bridge is 46 years old. It's part of the ring road around Baltimore. They definitely have to replace it. This isn't rocket science, but they probably don't have any money. So this is the best way to bring it on. Just stage an event and blame it on a shipping company. Maybe there's going to be some insurance money to scam as well from the shipping company.
So you just think it's like an insurance scam, basically? Or
well, it's more than that.
Money makes the world go round, huh?
It's an insurance scam / government scam.
Get federal dollars. So you think it's at a state level? And hello, Clockwork. How are you?
Aloha. I'm well. How are you? LSP, right? You changed your name? Okay. Hey, shout out to
you. Well, my name is Billy, but my name is Billy, but most people know me as LSP.
Right. That's what I recall. But I just wanted to say shout out to you. Thank you for accepting me into the voice, into the Discord as a moderator. So I haven't seen you since the first day. I got back in. So
hey, what's up, Clockwork?
How's it going, Ab?
It's okay. What was the last thing you heard? Because I got cut off, I think.
You were talking to that. I was asking about the insurance / government scam. Do you think it is at a? Do you think the state level and the federal level are that different, and the state will do stuff like that under the federal government's nose to get money from the federal government without the federal government knowing about it?
You're cutting out. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Do you think like the state would set up that bridge to get crashed into? So that they could collect federal money, so the actual federal government is not involved in it, but the state government could be?
Of course, they're all totally coordinated. Are you kidding me?
That's what I would think.
After the break, break and roll off. Look at that.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Listen here.
FAKO. Toronto.
It's 40 minutes past the hour. Everyone here in the audio chat, please tell us your name and where you are from.
Hey, it's Fakeologist, Toronto.
Billy C, California.
Billy, 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 Billy.
Clockwork. Oahu.
Oh.
Yep. Billy, of course these governments work together. There's no doubt in my mind, doubt about it. They need the federal government because they print the money. They need their money. Maryland can't print money. It has to be a federal event. So yeah, Controlled Demolition Incorporated, I put on the fakeologistforums.com, they have a mashup compilation of all their bridge demolition videos. They're actually really good. And what a coincidence. Controlled Demolition is just up the street in Phoenix, Maryland. So, yeah.
You know,
front of the bridge.
You know, it would be a lot cheaper to just knock one down on accident than it would be to go through all the construction costs of, like, removing one properly.
Well, normally, if you go watch all the bridge demolitions, they almost always, they can't close normally a major artery like I-695, which is what it was. It's part of the ring road of Baltimore. I don't know how bad the traffic is in Baltimore. I'm sure it's no good. So you close one side of the ring road, it's going to cause a lot of long-term traffic. So normally, when they redo a bridge, they just twin the bridge, finish the new bridge alongside the old one, and then knock the old one down. They don't just blow it into the water, because it takes a long time to build a bridge, obviously.
It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. Think they'll put one right in the same spot?
Well, I would think so. It all lines up with the interstate, and I'm sure that's going to move it. So I'm sure it'll just be built a lot faster now.
Build back better.
Yeah. But I'm sure this is going to happen everywhere, because I'm sure the infrastructure in the United States is just falling apart. So they must have millions of miles of interstate that are ready to come down, especially bridges. Bridges, you have to fix a bridge. You can't let a bridge get so bad, because obviously it can fall down. But you live in California. I keep hearing John on the No Agenda show say the potholes are as big as small cars over there. So they don't, do they, what are your roads like?
Like, okay, so, but there's been two major, like, freeway fires in the last, like, 3 to 5 years. Hey, man, time flies. Maybe it's 8 years. But one was a tanker truck was having problems. And it parked under a freeway overpass for the, like, the 5 freeway. Like, a major, the most major freeway in California is a 5 freeway. And it ruined the bridge. And they had to rebuild it. And they did it in, like, record time. Like, it cost them so much money to have that happen that it might have been a real accident, right? And then they had another one on the 10 freeway where something caught on fire and they couldn't drive on that freeway anymore because the fire was so bad that it took them like a couple of weeks to redo the whole entire freeway section on the 10 freeway. That's a major freeway in LA. So there's been a couple things have happened here, but the amount of money that it went into fixing those really fast could have been an accident, I guess, but they put a lot of effort, and if you have a construction company, I'm sure that the construction company's made a ton of money. Your brother-in-law owns one of those. Give him the contract. Everybody makes money.
I don't have any problem with any company making money to rebuild.
Or investors. Perhaps.
Well, it's just that I don't think... See, I think in America, you guys are so anti-tax, so... public money being used for public works that this is how you have to do it. I'm a driver. I have no problem with road tolls as long as they actually use the tolls to pay for the road and don't steal them for some other reason. But in America, well, I don't know if I don't know what they do there, but here we have a toll road. They made it into they sold off the concession to run the thing. So the tolls wouldn't go for anything else, like hospitals, or it stays with the toll road. And the toll road has been pretty good for the last 25 years. But anyway, that's my take on it. This is not the first and last time. They always stage these events just to get big money for big projects. So I thought that the minute I heard it happen.
Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun. How would they do it, though? Because there really is a tanker park there at the bridge. I do believe it's really there. But I would just say that the video is probably fake. And that would be easy to do.
Is the video real?
No, of course it wouldn't be. But literally, these bridges, if you go watch the demolition of these type of bridges, it wasn't even, all they do is knock the bridge into the water because it's a lot easier to get rid of. or to move it once it's off the thing. Every bridge demolition video I watched this morning, they just knock it down onto the ground so they can easily bring in the equipment to drag it away.
Yep. So instead of taking it apart,
Don't blow it into smithereens. No. They just knock it down onto the ground so then they can bring in their other demolition equipment to cut it up and take it away.
Okay, I see.
So really, it's not very interesting. A bridge demolition's pretty boring. It's not like a building.
Yeah, I mean, this would be some sort of EPA type of, like, you know, if they were just blowing it up, right? I mean, I know they demolished buildings, but I mean, still, at the same time, it's, you know, if it's going in the water.
Anyway. We'll talk about it tonight, and by tomorrow, the whole story will go away.
Maybe there'll be something more interesting will happen.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. You need something every day. So that's my assessment. I don't know if anyone else agrees with me, but the usual suspects on the internet are promoting every story under the sun. Anything except my version. It's terrorism, it's horrible, it's, you know, it's a mask. It just, these people are just shameless how they promote the nonsense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Not too healthy for the mind. But, I mean, interesting to look at, right? I just don't know how the emotion just gets so, you know, attached to people. It's something.
But how bad are the roads in California? Is it true that they're just, are they in disrepair?
I mean, aren't they bad everywhere? I don't know. Some areas are just horrible. The other day I was driving down like a three lane on each side street in like a residential area, though. It was like a busy part of suburbia, and they had I've like never really seen this, but it was like the side of the road where you could park between these hours and these hours, but it became like a lane during the more traffic time of the day, like between like 3 and 5 p.m., it becomes a lane. You can't park there. There were cones, making the people get out of the lane. Just cones were just sitting there. It was so bad that people had to put cones there so that you would stop driving over that pothole. Now, that just doesn't happen around here that often. You know what I mean? Where the road is so bad in a spot where they put cones. I know that happens in other parts of the world, but that's a weird thing to happen here. So it's getting pretty bad. It is getting bad. You're starting to see stuff.
What, do you have any toll roads in L.A.?
No, we don't have any. Oh, it's great if they ever... Oh, like, I just can't believe they... In Orange County, they do. So if I drove, like, 60 miles to the nearest one, right, down south, they have toll roads. I can't imagine using those. They do, and then they don't have any fast track lanes. You know what a fast track lane is? Do they have those in Canada? A fast track lane is a
My car is a special
extra money to go on.
My car is a designated green car, and guess what? I can drive in those lanes for free. There you go.
Not a fast track lane. You could drive. Well, we have carpool lanes. Can. There's one next to me right now.
Oh, wait, you got a carpool and a fast track lane?
Yeah, they're the same thing.
That's what I'm talking about. I can drive in.
Well, we have carpool lanes that are free. Our carpool lanes are free.
So let me just ask you again. Is the fast track lane different from the carpool lane?
They combined in LA, in other areas I don't know, but in LA they combined it to where it's fast track and carpool.
Yeah, that's how it is here.
What do you mean free, though? What do you mean free?
Carpool lanes are free. Like on the 5 freeway, on the 405, like most of our freeways, it's free. But there's a freeway called the 60 that goes to the Inland Empire, and that's a very congested freeway. And I guess they let the contractor build the fast track lane, and now they can charge people to use that lane. So it's sometimes it's like $3 or $4 a day to drive that late so you can get home faster.
Right.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I'm all for them.
Yeah, I mean.
Still, that could add up, you know.
Because travel is a human right, man. We should be free to travel. And if you want to build, set up something like that, that's fine. Make so much money on it and then turn it back over to the people. You can't just keep it forever and make hand over fist money on the people's, on the back of the people forever. You know what I mean? It just makes sense to me to turn it over eventually.
I disagree. A highway is a constant maintenance item. You have to always pay for the highway. The highway gets destroyed on a daily basis. It's constant maintenance. Are you kidding me? I travel on the busiest highway in Canada. It might be North America. It's always bumper to bumper. They have to shave and pave this road every few years. That's big bucks. So you have to pay for it somehow. I have no problem with tolls.
Wow, coming from a truck driver, man. I don't know why. It's just I got that libertarian spirit tells me.
Well, how are you going to
stop the tolls?
But who's going to pay for the road to build it and maintain it? Where's that money coming from? In your world.
It would be good to have tolls just for that, and then I don't have to pay the tax on the gas, though, right? Like, I just pay the toll for the road, and then that's a done deal. I would be okay with that. But now I'm getting taxed twice. I'm getting taxed on the gas. I'm getting taxed at the pump. I'm getting taxed and then they're charging me fees.
But how do you... But you don't get taxed. You don't get... every road's not a toll road, so you could look at the gas taxes going towards the non-toll road, so I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, my first experience on a fast track lane was, or of that, something of that type, was Okinawa. Okinawa was, and at that time they just had finished like this underwater tunnel type of thing. Drive under this tunnel, come out. Yeah, it was pretty cool. But yeah, you know.
Do you think you should pay a toll? Billy, do you think you should pay a toll for a bridge?
Well, it depends on who owns it, right? If it's owned by if it's public property owned by a public entity, I think they could charge tolls only to take care of that bridge. But they could just not toll you at all, and they just put that with the rest of the public roads. But I mean, it's nice that if you use it, you pay for it. You know, you want the convenience of a toll. I mean, I can see it both ways. As long as it's not getting double, I'm not getting double taxed.
Well, who said you're double taxed? The bridge toll is for the bridge. The highway toll is for the highway. The gas tax is for the non-toll road. So what's the big deal? I just don't get it. I don't see your argument.
I guess if you want to like divide it up like that, it depends on, I could go either way. Like I said, as long as I'm not getting overcharged, I would be fine.
All right. If they started tolling the roads in California to pay for all the potholes, would you be okay with that?
Well, no, typically, because I'd rather, if I had my choice, it would be the roads would be paid for by one kind of a tax that would cover the whole thing. I wouldn't have.
Would you rather they jack up the tax? Because obviously, maybe the money that they're collecting now isn't high enough to pay for the holes in the road.
Yeah, I would rather the road. I would rather everybody pay a share of tax to pay for the road, all the roads, the bridges, the everything like that, and not have to pay tolls ever. I would prefer that freedom of movement. The poor, the rich, whoever. But the more stuff you buy, the more. If you buy a bunch of stuff, then your taxes go to pay for the roads. And if you're just poor and can't afford it, you can still use the roads.
If you're poor and can't afford it, take the bus.
Right. You can still use the road. You could hitchhike.
Free build more walk. Bike lanes. Build more bike lanes.
But yes, I would say themselves to private entities, that bugs me.
Well, I don't know if there are any private toll roads in America.
Well, there have been, but don't they usually get turned over after a certain amount of time or whatever? Like, and if you own the property, like if you're a private owner and you own the road and you set up a toll, like good for you. That's private property. That's your property. Do what you want with it. Pay.
Okay, where is there a road like that? I've never heard of that.
Private road? I don't know if they have them anymore, but they certainly have in the past.
A private freeway with tolls. Where in America is there one of those? I've never heard of that.
I thought they had some down in Orange County, California. I thought some of those were private and private. What do they call that? A private company built the extra part of the road, and they're the ones that charge and make the money. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, they better look that up.
Look that up on a computer. Is there
I'm sure there's a lot. I mean,
there used to be for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there still is.
Back in the early 1900s and stuff like that, there definitely was lots of private roads and stuff like that. And I'm all for that. If you want to own the property and totally, but then I choose if I want to use it. I choose if I pay. You know what I mean? But to charge tolls on public roads, that doesn't seem right to me.
I don't have a problem with it. As long as the money goes to maintaining the road.
And you're right. And if it does, yeah, good. I could pay tolls and take specific roads. It's really nice, though, Ab. I have no tolls. I don't do tolls. At all.
Well, you don't have any toll roads that you travel on, so...
Nope.
That's great.
And the fast track is not a road that I take. It's not it doesn't go to the place that I go either. So it's like I got kind of lucky so far. 9 more years, Ab. Hopefully they'll build a toll road I got to deal with. And because there's still traffic on those things. You know what I mean? I'm in LA, man. There's still traffic on those things.
There's traffic everywhere. You don't like traffic, go to Wyoming.
That's my plan. Yeah. Go up there.
But I thought you were going to... Wait, Iowa? I thought you said Iowa.
Idaho, baby! Wyoming, Idaho. What's the difference?
After the break!
FAKO Toronto.
It's the top of the hour on March 26th, 2024. We are broadcasting live from the north shore of Lake Ontario. The temperature in Toronto at this hour is 7 Celsius or 45 Fahrenheit. Can everyone here please say your name and where you are from to introduce yourselves to the live audience?
Psychologist Toronto.
Billy, California.
Clockwork. Honolulu.
All right, what are you guys listening to these days? I'm sure John the Bond doesn't want to hear any more about toll roads. We talked about orange juice. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like toll road. Probably doesn't like toll roads. Two-stroke, four-stroke, no-go zone. Can't talk about that.
We got to ask electric him what we cars. Should talk about.
Electric cars, forget it. Can't talk about that.
Can we talk about EGI?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
good one. Mr. E and Candace Owen. Yeah, that was a good one. I put that up today on FakoTube. Thanks for bringing that up, Billy.
You're welcome.
Oh, did you watch that one?
Not yet. Nah,
check it out, man.
Will do. Mr. E, I catch him once in a while, see what is up with the EGI crowd. I'm not like a member of the EGI crowd, but I will entertain it.
It's something to look at, definitely. But I mean,
well, hey, yeah, you're kind of, you're Asian. I believe, or you see a lot of Asians. Clockwork.
Yeah.
His contention is because of the soft, petite features of Filipinos and Indonesians. Yeah. They're really hard to tell the difference, especially with ladyboys. He said most people be really fooled. Where, you know, the big macho man, Nordic, Viking, there's obviously more bigger differences. Yeah. So what's your take on that, man?
Oh, man, over here? Well, yeah, I mean, it's so diverse. I mean, yeah, it's... It gets spooky, but I mean it is blatant, you know, with some certain mixes, but... just that basically Asians with the softer features, you know, and some of them are not like, you know, like Thai people, Vietnamese, they're not like, the men aren't furry, you know?
Oh.
Some of them don't even have hair growing on their chest. I mean, it's really, like, they keep their youth.
A lot of Asians don't even grow facial hair, do they?
No. Yeah, it's like, unless you're Okinawan, but, you know, it's,
like Mr. Miyagi.
Spooky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Precisely. Yeah.
Grow up, but, Manchu.
It's how is it over there, though? I mean, up in Lake Ontario. You see a lot of them around and working the corners and whatnot, or?
No. I don't go to those areas. I wouldn't know. I don't think there's a lot of street prostitution anymore. I wouldn't even know. But Waikiki was full of hookers when I went in the 90s. I remember that. A lot of street walkers.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Is it still like that?
Oh, yes. On my street where I live, I mean, I'm pretty like centralized towards everything. I'm in the jungle right now. Concrete jungle. They're right down the road from me. Homeless. Homeless, wow. Yeah. So concentrated.
Like,
it's just
like downtown.
Basically, yeah. I'm like 15, 10, not even 10 minutes away from Waikiki. Yeah, so.
Man, I went to Hawaii, dude. The minute I landed and looked around, I was like, dude, I gotta move here someday for like a year or two. Hawaii was so awesome. I ended up not doing it.
Yeah. Good.
I was looking at a couple job opportunities out there, though. Oh, my God, it was such a good time. Hawaii is just the weather. And people are cool. And it was, what a great place, man. Although, island fever. I live in, you know, I got so much open area around here. It's amazing.
Exactly.
And Hawaii is a little bottled up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This island, especially.
Island fever is a problem. That's for sure.
EGI. Yeah, how come you haven't had EGI in a while? What? It's been like, what, a month?
You're kind of breaking up, Clockwork. What are you asking?
How come you haven't had Mr. Eon in a while?
Well, we're going to have him back. He's been pretty quiet, so we'll bring him back. He's always welcome. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, but... is he a Bible thumper?
I wouldn't call him a Bible thumper. He understands it, though.
Yeah, he was just kind of deciphering.
Yeah, he does know his Bible. He does know his verses.
So to say, yeah, he's a good man. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, as far as listening to anybody new, though, few and far between, my friend. Few and far between.
They're kind of breaking up, but kind of hard to hear. I know you're using the earbuds, I think, aren't you?
Yes, I just got it today.
Earbuds are no good for audio. Their microphone is no good because it can't pick up. Either that or on the Discord app, turn off the noise filtering because it blocks your. It really limits the audio.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of trail off, and it like shuts down too soon or stuff.
Really? Okay. Let me go fix that. Thanks for telling me.
If you.
Oh well, don't worry.
You don't want
to. We'll tell you when audio sucks. It's a duty to tell the other person.
Tell you, and it'll tell you some more.
Yeah. If my audio's no good, you can tell me too. It doesn't offend. If you can't hear me, then I'll just
sound good, man. Even if you're on a crappy Bluetooth, you always sound pretty good.
Yeah, this is the car Bluetooth. It's pretty. I find it pretty good. It's not as good as a studio mic, but it's pretty good.
You said under what setting again? The voice?
Under voice setting, just turn off the. Okay. There's a couple filters for noise filters. You can turn them. Turn them off and see what happens.
Noise suppression.
You can turn. Yeah, you can turn that off. See what happens. It might improve. Okay. It may not, but it might.
All right. Let's see.
My commute is over, gentlemen, and I have to do chores. Jump in.
Take care, Billy.
It's been good. Now I'll just talk about the Mandela effect for a little while, and it'll be a good afternoon commute. Okay, guys.
No, not a chance. You troublemaker, you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hey, Billy.
I see Dookie's in the house. Dookie.
Hey, Dookie.
Good man, Dookie.
Where is, I'm surprised I'm not seeing Toby or, what's his name? 01. I haven't seen 01 in a couple days.
He said he's sick.
Oh. Uh-oh. That's not good. Oh, Lynn's coming on tonight? Today.
I hope so, yeah. Lynn will be on in a couple hours. That'll be fine. Catch up with Lynn.
Always insightful.
Do you listen live to the show in Hawaii? Is that the right time for you? Is that
Yeah, usually what I think that's 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock in the afternoon for me. 2 or 3 o'clock. That's usually when you go live, because that's usually when I'm at work. But I'm off today, so yeah. Yeah, I might listen in the chat.
Okay. That's very good of you. And you listen on FakoTube?
Sometimes, but don't crucify me. I do use the YouTube.
That's alright. Well, why do you use YouTube?
Actually the site, you know, I was kind of iffy on the website, but I just always on YouTube. It's so, I don't really know anything else, really. Yeah. Like, I don't use BitChute or anything like that. I mean, YouTube has got everything, so. Yeah.
Everything except truthers.
Precisely. Well, yeah.
Although, it does have John LeBron. It does have John LeBron on there, so.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how he can. I don't know how he survives.
When YouTube first came out, it did have everything.
And yeah, that was a long time ago.
And it became less YouTube and more Government tube. Approved tube.
That's approved what they should call tube, it. Yeah.
Approved tube.
Yeah, approved tube. Regime.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
I think that's the soundboard.
Guess who it is.
Guess who it is.
Oh, come on.
Guess who?
Yeah, that's funny. JohnTheBond.com, how you doing?
Yeah, I heard you were talking about my YouTube channel, and it does survive, but I have to be careful what I say. But, by the way, hello to Clockwork, to Dookie, and to Ab the Fakeologist. So, guys, what's the latest? Is this boat into the bridge thing? Is it a hoax? Is it a... What's going on here?
No doubt from this end. We'll talk about it tonight on the show with Lynn and with Fake Nukes Phil. Might show up. He's our Fake Nukes Phil, pumped out a few videos, I think at 4 in the morning his time. I think he was up all night on this one.
So, what, you're having a special boat into bridge roundtable? A Baltimore bridge collapse special roundtable?
Well, Lynn is from Baltimore, so maybe she drove down there. Maybe she drove down to take a look. I'm hoping we have some on-the-scene reporting.
It's on the ground,
Do you think the boat was CGI? Like, was it a CGI boat? Is that what's going on here?
No, I think the video was fake, but I think there's a boat sitting, leaning against the bridge. I'm sure they rolled that in.
Which part of the video do you think is fake? Like, is there something about it that leads you to that suspicion?
I didn't really have a good look at it, but just the boat, the lights going on and off, and then just ramming into the butt, or the, what is the proper word for that? The stanchion of the bridge? And then the bridge falling down right beside the boat. I think that's the fake part.
So I saw one meme of this incident. Can anybody tell me the official story right now?
The official story is that a boat went into a bridge and the bridge collapsed.
That's
it. People died and some people got hurt.
So the only meme
bridge. It's a pretty important bridge too.
The only meme that I saw was a girl, the boat driver was taking a selfie of herself. And so,
was she a DEI? A DEI hire?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. I bet if it was Kim Osmond talking about it, that's probably what he would be saying. Is it's some type
They're gonna. It's going to be a black woman, disabled.
Right.
And it's going, it's going to be every, and a recent immigrant, no doubt. Everything that the general public is against, that's what it'll be. Maybe it's already revealed, I have no idea.
I can't tell if you guys are joking or being serious sometimes.
No, honestly, I think they do play upon everyone's, the general public's brains. So, yeah, for sure. I think they're... Someone was saying a black guy was broadcast according to the No Agenda show, and he said that lately they're using black women that are running universities sort of as fall guys, and they take the fall for whatever wrong and bad is going on, so kind of using them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so but you think the boat video is fake? Like, you think the footage is circulating of a boat going into the bridge? It's just like a make-believe CGI cartoon kind of thing?
Yes, I think the bridge was just blown up, like any other bridge. And before you came on, I did give my explanation. I did post on fakeologistforums.com.
But like, basically, I'm just trying to ascertain. So, like, you think a boat was put there, but it didn't actually crash into the bridge. The bridge was demolished, and the boat is just a prop or like a part of the cover story. And so the footage of the boat going into the bridge has just been made up, is what you think, basically what you think.
Yes. Mm, yes.
I see.
What do you think? I haven't really looked at too much. I'm giving a lot of analysis sight unseen because I'm an auto hoaxer, as you know.
Well, here's the thing. You have to ask yourself, can accidents happen? That's
accidents
the
can happen.
Can they happen?
I think right. I need to explain this again to you.
So, come on, use your own voice, John.
The question becomes, is this one an accident? Or like, is it possible that a boat just went into a... It's not possible?
No.
I think it is. But I don't know anything. I was asking what the story was. I saw one meme. No, I don't tell anyone about it.
I don't think so. No. What's your take, John? Have you looked into it?
Well, basically, I was trying to look into it, but then I got in the middle of some kind of domestic situation.
She says I don't listen at all anymore. I can't hear my wife's voice anymore. I see her lips moving, but nothing comes out.
Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt the show. I'm actually working, I'll tell you the truth, I'm working on a video right now to do with this boat thing.
And oh, good.
If you put me on the spot right now, my guess would be that a boat actually did go into the bridge and collapse it. But it'd just be a guess. If I saw evidence that the whole thing was a hoax, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, I'm shocked. Because I can hoax anything. But my first impression was boat went into bridge collapsed. But it's still early.
Yeah,
it's still early.
You gotta listen to my logic and read my post on the forums. If you're doing the video,
I might call into your show later on today. I might call in. What time does your show start with Lynn?
Give me about 2 hours. I gotta pull a nail out of my tire. It might take longer than I thought. So I'm about 8:15. About 2 hours.
It takes 2 hours to pull a nail out of a tire.
The show usually starts in about 2 hours.
No, I got other things to do, John. You know, I do have a life, so. Luckily, the tire's not leaking, but.
I'm happy to hear that. That's a surprise to me. Okay, so we're currently it's 12:15 here. So for it is 6:15, is that right?
Yes, and I got to eat dinner, I got to clean up, I got to do a lot. I might not even be able to change a tire because it's raining, and I'm not sure I want to do that. So we have to think about all these things, but. We'll try and start around 8:15 or so. John, when you're doing your video, you might want to look into the I-5 collapse in Washington a few years ago. They blamed it on a Canadian trucker whose oversized load hit the crossbeam on the bridge, and they said that knocked it right into the river. So you might want to... There's a lot of precedent for this kind of BS. A lot of precedent.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that story. This Baltimore thing, though, like, you're the closest person I know to Baltimore. I know you're in a different country, but, like,
Lynn is
the closest person I know to the location. That isn't, like, that bridge does exist, though, right? Like, that part's not in dispute. The bridge is real.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And it's, like, a significant bridge, right? Like, that part's legitimate.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything is real. The bridge to reconstruct, it's a 46-year-old bridge. It's part of the interstate, so it probably gets beaten down like crazy with trucks and whatnot. After the break, Rick and Roll. The Dabra.
FAKO.
Reach out and grab ya.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Hi, it's StreamerBit. The date is March 26, 2024 here on the north shore of Lake Unturrible in Toronto. To listen live, please go to fake11.com/radio2. To join in, please go to fake11.com/discord. Now back to our show. Can one of our hosts tell us who's here in the audio chat right now?
Fakeologist, John LeBond Duke.
The government on what you're eating.
And, so check out that bridge. There's been a couple. So there's the Canadian truck that knocked an entire interstate bridge, just like this one, into the river in Washington. There's the tanker truck a couple months ago that knocked the Interstate 95 in Philadelphia down onto the ground. I mean, these bridges are built like Tinker Toys, it seems. They're so easy to knock down. It makes you wonder what's holding them up at all. So.
Well, this particular type of bridge, though, it's called a continuous truss bridge. And now I'm an expert on this stuff. But my understanding is that the way these things are designed, if there's a point of failure with any of it, the whole thing becomes jeopardized. Which is different to like a cantilever bridge where each support is effectively independent of the other supports. This type is kind of like If any part of the trust structure goes, the whole thing goes. Because it's all under tension. That's the whole point of a trust system, isn't it? That the different beams are sort of, you know, in tension with one another. Tension and compression.
But a lot of truss railroad bridges, though, are separate bridges just joined together. So that, to me, that's what this one looked like. So every section is its own bridge. So I didn't think they were interconnected.
Okay, I'll tell you what, since you asked nicely, I will give you the gist of my angle with the video that I'm putting together. You know the name of the of the boat that's supposedly involved in all of this?
No, I missed all the detail. I don't know any names or numbers, so...
It's called the Dali. It's called the MV Dali, is the name of the boat. And it's named after Salvador Dali, the
painter.
Artist. Like the painter, that's right, the surrealist painter. Yes. And, anyway, this dude had a painting back in 1945 called The Bridge and the Dream, or The Dream and the Bridge or something. I don't have my notes in front of me right now, but it's like a broken bridge. It's a dream of a broken bridge.
Okay, so like, that's funny.
Yeah, it is. So I looked into it further to do with some artists and these other things, and Ab, let me tell you something. What I discovered shook me to the depths of my miserable soul.
Can you clip that that John Le Bonism? I want to put it on my soundboard.
Is it a?
You know, I think I can. I think I can do that for you. I think I can.
We got to build a John Le Bon soundboard.
Hey, John Le Bon.
I think I will do it. I'm listening.
Go ahead, Dookie.
Does the picture that you looked at look in the painting? Does it look exactly like the scene?
I have a good time. So you're beating your mother today.
Does it look? Does a painting from 1945 look exactly like a bridge that was constructed in the 70s? Is that what you're asking me?
I guess that's a no.
When people ask me questions, I just try to ascertain exactly what the question is before I answer it. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not as smart as some people think I am, Ab. I don't know if you're aware of this, but...
I'm kind of retarded.
Alex Jones. There must be 1,000 soundboards. Good old Alex.
Did you like the forum post I made the other day, Ab? Talking about how all the chat have come back to life?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that's
I've
probably
identified three key factors that have led to the resurgence of the audio chats. Three key factors. One of them is the return of the old stalwarts, such as Armoon Re and Velocet and Golden Skidmark. That's one of them. The second element is you've got some regulars now. So you've got Toby and 01. And having regulars who are there almost every day, like when other people are there, like when two people are there, more people are likely to jump in compared to when it's just an empty room. Mm-hmm. So having Toby and 01, and now more recently Clockwork, Dookie, these kinds of people, having them there, it just helps other people. It encourages other people to join, I think.
Literally.
So that's the second factor I've identified. And then the third factor is this soundboard. Because it adds levity. Like people like fun. I should say most people like fun. There are some people who just want to come and sit here and complain and moan about the world and how bad everything is. Like, it's a therapy for them. They just dump all their toxicity, then they leave. But there are other people who just want to have some fun. And I think the soundboard is a key element of that. So those are the three factors I've identified as to why the audio chats have resurged in the last few weeks. What do you think about my theory?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I agree. But people are going to start complaining about the same people showing up every day. That'll be the next complaint.
They've already started doing it. Some people are already complaining about it. They are.
Yeah.
But not me. Yeah. I'm happy. I'm very happy with how things are going so far. Couldn't be happier. But that's it for me. I didn't mean to interrupt your whole conversation. Just wanted to find out if this one was a hoax as well. I'll be honest. I did kind of think maybe you would not say this one is a hoax. But now that I think about it, why did I even think that was a possibility? Why did I even consider that?
Before you leave. So I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, right? And I moved out, and there's a very important bridge to the whole country in Memphis called the I-40 Bridge. And I think it was less than 10 years ago, maybe slightly more, there was a giant crack right in the side of the bridge that had gone overlooked for years and years and years. And even after that, it got hit, or before they even discovered it, it had gotten slammed into by a barge full of cargo.
Is that the one that goes to Arkansas, that bridge?
It's the one that connects. It's one of the bridges that connect Arkansas to Tennessee.
And it's It's a beautiful bridge. When I was in, it's a very nice bridge. When I went to Memphis this last year, I specifically just took the bridge to say I went to Arkansas. I went over the bridge and came right back over. But it is a newer bridge, and that's a very nice piece of infrastructure that probably costs $1 billion to make. So it's a very nice bridge.
Well, it's not that new. I think they built it in the 50s. Maybe later, maybe earlier, but. And for the amount of traffic,
the one I went over it looked pretty new to me. Maybe I'm talking about another bridge, but it goes from.
It's newer than the one that it's next to on 51. That's called the old bridge. The one that you drove across is probably called the new bridge, but they're both still pretty old. The old bridge is very old. The new bridge, what they call the new bridge, is a lot newer, but even still, it's pretty old for the amount of traffic it gets. But it was structurally damaged and crashed into at least once. I'm sure it's been crashed into plenty of times.
Accidents can happen. I think I need to explain this again to you.
But my take is simple. The states, the cities, they have no money. They need the fund money to spend billions of dollars to rebuild the infrastructure. America's infrastructure would probably cost $10 trillion to fix. It's all really old. They need funny money to fix it, and this is going to keep happening because the federal government's the only one that has money on this kind of scale to fix the infrastructure. Yeah. So
fine. So what?
Well, are y'all familiar with Deborah? There you go. She's like a big time doom.
What?
There's a lady called Deborah Tavares. Out of California. She's like this big-time doom and gloomer.
She's
always talking about the bridges and the dams and shit getting blown up.
You're cutting away, Sam.
Oh, boy.
One guess who it is, Ed.
Dave G.
Guess who it is.
Oh, come on.
Guess who?
All right. I got to go, guys. I got to go eat my dinner. We'll talk later.
All right. Yeah. The Jim and Glimmer, they're constantly looking for
Yeah, she's like a chemtrailer.
It's way beyond it. Her biggest thing is cell phones and
5G.
Fires like that. And it's just like when you listen to her shows. And every month or so, she'll email out a show, and sometimes I'll listen to it. And it's just, man, it's like the most apocalyptic thing that you could listen to. I was like, why am I even listening to this?
I've seen a few of her. That was like kind of like my first introduction, in a sense. Well, not very first, and towards the beginning of my, you know, looking into things and whatnot. But yeah, I remember the name for sure. Doom and Gloomer, yeah. Doom and Gloomer.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
You heading out?
I was just gonna say, I need to listen to... I haven't listened to one of her emails in a long time. I might want to check her out soon, just to give it a... Sometimes I'll give old people a whirl to see what kind of level they're on. And
I mean, come on.
So far, it just goes from bad to worse every time I listen. As far as the predictions of doom at every turn, and houses with windows on them that set trees and shit on fire. Like,
maybe,
but I don't think so.
It's they're still going. That's the thing. They're still going. But, you know, sometimes people change. You know, or they change their points of views, and you know, after a while, you step away and you go back. And, but yeah, it's usually just downhill. Decline. Usually.
I like what can you do? Positive thing. Yeah, we know we're on fuck. Do.
Yeah.
That's the type of shit I like. But I mean, dude, don't get me wrong. The negative shit is real, it's real addicting. It can be real addicting because it's like, oh, what? Wonder what she's gonna say next. Is the fucking is my microwave gonna explode? Is it gonna turn into a
right?
Exactly. You never know what these guys are gonna say. It's usually
no.
Huge claim after the next, dude. With some of these people, and I mean huge claims. Oh, they're gonna blow up. They're gonna blow up this big dam in China. All this other shit. What are they doing? When are they gonna shoot? When are they gonna shoot a rod and blow a fucking city up?
Right. So,
it's yet.
I mean, I'm not hoping for it. I'm not hoping for it at all. I don't know. Yeah. But I already know, or most of us know that it's come on, what's going on? Yeah, grass is still green and trees are still growing here.
Every year.
Yeah, every.
It's the same cycle every single year. So, the only thing that changes is the information that we get.
Yes.
So, I agree. That's why, man, like, when you're outside, it's the same story. It never changes. Mm-hmm. I've never seen any animal go extinct.
You're in Oklahoma, right? Oklahoma.
Yeah. No, I live in Arkansas.
Well, Arkansas, that's right.
I'm very close to Oklahoma and Missouri, where I'm at, though.
Oh, gotcha. South. Yeah. They just left.
Yeah.
I'll be back. I gotta actually charge my AirPods. I've been on for.
All right, we'll take it easy. I'm going to stay in here.
Yeah,
and leave. I'm going to leave it on mute.
All right,
man. Take
it. Yeah, you too. I'll see you soon.